Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav 9:6. Our Mishnah here wants to talk about a choker. He agreed to a fixed payment, but then there's some kind of like national calamity whereby, you know, there's, for example, a locust swarm that eats all the grain in the area. So now, can he claim that's an onus? It's not his fault. The circumstances beyond his control, and therefore he should get an abatement and not have to pay the full rent because it's not his fault that the fields don't produce. So says the Mishnah, Makabo Sada Mechavero, a person takes a field to work as a farmer. Again, it's as a choker here. This is for a fixed rental payment in terms of output. Va'achla chagav o nishdafa. And then the chagav, the locusts, consume, you know, much of the all of the field. Or nishdafa, shidafon is like the wind blows, a strong wind blows, that it's so strong that like the actual kernels of grain like rip out from the ears of grain, therefore it's, you know, it's wind blown and ruined. So Imakas Medina, he says the Mishnah, if this is a more widespread problem, meaning the majority of the fields around this field area all had the locust swarm or the shidafon, the strong winds, which ruin things. So then Minakelo Minachakoro, then the farmer is allowed to proportionally reduce his rent, even though he agreed in the beginning of the term to pay you 100 bushels, but he can reduce it proportionally down from there because he's an onus. It's beyond his control. But im ena makas medina, if it wasn't a widespread problem, just this particular field had a locust invasion, but the other fields didn't, or this particular field had strong winds blowing it to make shidafon, but the rest of the fields around it didn't, then emenakalo minachkoro, then the tenant cannot reduce from his chakoro, from his the payments, because the Mishnah's position is obviously that indicates it's the mazel of the particular farmer here that his lot in life was to have this loss, and that's not the fault of the landlord. Therefore, the landlord would say, listen, everyone else's fields didn't get eaten by locusts, so obviously this is something against you that Hashem has to deal with, but you owe me my rent, and that will be the din. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kibla heimena b'maos, he says, it kind of depends on what the deal is. If the arrangement is not one of chakiros, where it's a fixed amount of stuff, you know, 10 bushels, but rather it's a sechiros for a fixed amount of dollar rent, you know, $100 a month rent or something, then bein kach o bein kach, it doesn't matter whether it's a makas medina, a nationwide problem, or just a localized problem, eino menakalo me chakoro, the tenant cannot reduce his rent payment, because the landlord's position would be, listen, I'm supposed to get money. Money wasn't damaged by the locust. So the point is that obviously Hashem had it in for you, but not in for me. So I want my money, and my money's unaffected, and you have to deal with the fact that it was a bad year for farming. That's Rehuda's position. Halach, however, doesn't follow it. Halach is a Tanakam, which is if you have some sort of a larger widespread problem, so then the farmer can get a reduction. It's not his fault, and that's true whether or not it was a fixed amount paid in cash or in produce.